A word of prayer. God of mystery and power, even our minds and hearts are the veils and signs of your presence. We come in silent wonder to learn the way of simplicity, the eternal road that leads to love for you and for your whole creation. We come to you as your Son, Jesus Christ, taught us, and in his name, amen. Amen. Please be seated. Take a moment and picture a beautiful mountain reaching high into the sky with white billowing clouds surrounding the top of the mountain. Put yourself at the top of that mountain, looking out into the distance. You can see what seems forever. The clouds are so close at hand, it seems like you can reach out and touch them. You are in awe of such a wonderful sight, such a magnificent experience. Now let's stay on that mountain for a minute and put ourselves in Peter's position. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John with him up the mountain to pray. Up until now, Jesus has been known to them as their teacher, a healer, and a prophet. But none of these alone capture his full identity. Something powerful is happening on that mountaintop, and it's difficult for the disciples to understand, just as it would be difficult for us if we were to witness this transformation of Jesus. His face shines like the sun, his clothes turn to a dazzling white, and a voice out of the clouds speaks, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." How often do we stop and listen to our inner voice or to God as he speaks to us? Usually when we don't expect it. All of this happens in the presence of the two prophets, Elijah and Moses. Peter realizes that the dazzling appearance of Jesus is significant, and he states, "Master, it is good for us to be here." Peter, still in awe, tries to talk it out and wants to build three dwelling places, one for Jesus, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. It is as if he wants to attempt to capture the moment and preserve it for safekeeping. How often do we want to keep God within the four walls of our worship places? God is and needs to be out there with the people to help bring justice, love, healing, and peace. But we can't fault Peter for that. I'm sure we would like to keep a few of our own mountaintop experiences safe and go back to them when we need our faith uplifted. Well, we can do that, and we do. We keep some of those experiences in our hearts, and we go back to them from time to time, which gives us hope and trust for the future. Imagine how Peter must have felt on that mountain. Prophets, dazzling white clothes, a face shining like the sun, a voice from the clouds. Just a little bit frightening, yet wonderful at the same time. I wonder if this was where Peter's transformation starts, here on this mountain with Jesus. I wonder if it was here that Peter sensed his calling. At that time, it probably all made sense to Peter, right at the time when he was in the middle of that experience. In Mark's translation of this reading, it states, "Jesus speaks to Peter and the others and says, 'Get up and do not be afraid.' His touch is a sign of comfort and healing, and his words reassure that whatever happens next will be in God's hands, no matter how frightening the circumstances." Have you ever been in a situation when the words, "Do not be afraid," come to mind? I certainly have, and I'm pretty sure most of you have also. There are times when all of us are afraid. We, or someone we love, has been given a difficult diagnosis. A woman has trouble conceiving. We suddenly become unemployed, and there are so many other times that we are afraid, that our hearts are troubled. These are times when it is best to be quiet and to listen to what God is telling us. When we are afraid is the time most needed to be still and listen to him. This is a powerful vision for Peter, James, and John, But the time is not yet right for the three disciples to tell others about their experience, not until the resurrection. This doesn't last for Peter, as he will struggle to listen, to follow, to be faithful. Actually, he will fail. And each time Peter fails, Jesus will reach out to him, raise him up again, and send him forth. I have a feeling that each time Peter fell down and got up again, he would look back on this day and recall those words, "Just listen to him." Peter's transformation shapes the life of every Christian. We too try our best, sometimes succeeding and sometimes coming up short. We too have moments of insights and moments of denial. We too fall down in fear and are raised up again to go forth in confidence. We too are called to listen, called to discern God's way in the world, called to partner with God, and in this way, be transformed. God was with Peter on that mountaintop on that amazing day. God was with Peter at the bottom of the mountain. And God was still with Peter when Peter struggled while climbing that mountain, failed, fell down, and got back up again to continue on his journey. We, like Peter, are continuously climbing up and down that mountain, wishing to stay at the top where everything is bright and beautiful. It's not possible, as life is a journey of hope that grows stronger with time, facing new valleys and mountains to climb. As we climb that mountain, there are stops and pitfalls along the way, and how we choose to handle these situations is totally up to us. God is there with us, but do we listen? God's hand is always reaching out to us, but it is up to us to reach for it and to accept it. We find someone to love and we climb to the top of that mountain. How beautiful it is there. Sometimes things happen. Either the love changes, there was a divorce, or maybe a death of one's partner, and we start to fall down the hill. How far we fall is up to us. We are given an unpleasant diagnosis for either ourselves, a loved one, or a friend. We struggle, we are scared, and we start to fall down the hill. Do we reach out and take the hand of God? Or life gives us some unpleasant situations or circumstances, and we can't seem to see the mountaintop. Do we allow God to pull us back up? While climbing up and falling down our own mountain, sometimes we find a cave partway on the side of the mountain. And instead of allowing ourselves to completely fall down to the bottom, we hide in that cave. We hide where it is a dark and scary place. But we also find comfort, a sense of security in that place, in that cave. We stay there until we feel it is safe to come out again and to continue on our journey up the mountain. When everything is going great in our lives, it's easy to see and feel God with us. When we are suffering, it can become more difficult to see where God is. And the more we suffer, the harder it becomes to see exactly where God is in our pain and anxiety. During our everyday lives, if we take the time to stop and be with God, we can see where God is. We can feel those God moments. Visions are moments of truth, where we know about God and God's destiny for our lives. We need visions to see the possibilities in life, to see beyond the problems and past the fog and other obstructions. We need to see those possibilities. We can practice transfiguration by setting aside some time and space each day in our lives, no matter how busy our lives may be, to simply be with God and allow God to be present to us, however God chooses. And in so doing, we are transfigured. When we set aside time for God, and when we are actually quiet and still long enough to hear what God is telling us, or to see where God is leading us, we start to change into the plan that God has had for us all along. Sometimes we hear that we are being called through the voice of another person. As we open our hearts to God, He reminds us of His love and the little joys and blessings He brings into our days. Have you ever stopped to notice a beautiful sunrise or sunset? And as you admire it, do you say, "Thank God for such a beautiful sky"? Do we ever express our gratitude to God for always being there for us? When the way is bright and clear and happiness fills our heart? Do we ever thank God for being with us when life looks bleak and we feel alone, surrounded by the darkest night? God will always be with us till the end of the world, each step of the way. God will always be with us every moment, each hour, and each and every day. Remember, we are never alone. We each reflect different aspects of the image of God, and practicing transfiguration allows God's image to shine more brilliantly through us in all our uniqueness and diversity. God has put each of us on this earth for a reason. Each of us has a purpose, or maybe several purposes. Each of us is in this story. How are you being called by God? It's often difficult for us to see where God has called us to be. If you're struggling with the answer, ask a friend. I'm sure they can see where God is calling you. God is with us on the mountaintops or during the highest points in our life. God is with us in the valleys or during the lowest times of our life. And God is with us in the plains or in the ordinariness of everyday life. Have you been to the mountaintop recently? Have you had visions where you know for sure that you are loved by God no matter what? Visions that Jesus Christ is the mind of God, the heart of God, the Son of God? Visions of what it means to love one another? The vision of God's kind of love? Most of us have had mountaintop experiences and can testify to their importance to our lives. But all of us have also had to return to the valley. At both places, and all those places in between, Jesus is there, reaching out to raise us up again. When all else fades away, Jesus remains, reaching out in help and healing. This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to Him. Lord God, we thank You for believing in us, even when we doubted Your existence. We thank You for healing us when we didn't think we could be healed. We thank You for being with us in the deepest and darkest valleys, never leaving us alone. We thank You for those mountaintop experiences where life is beautiful. We thank You for hearing our prayers. Amen.